Yeah, Sway in the Morning, Shade 45. Welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, call us up. 888-SHADE45. Debbie Devin, co-hosting with me this week, man. I put out the bat signal, and I got a lot of friends in the game. Now, a lot of people I know, they are not friends. You know what I mean? We just work together. They're acquaintances. But some people I know are friends. And if I say, hey, man, I need you to call in and say, what's up, homie? Or some of them hit me and say, I want to call in and say, what's up, homie? That's when you know that's your homie. Mm-hmm. So if they're not making music, if they're not making movies, porns, or whatever they may be making, they'll still be your friends. With that said, on the line right now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sway in the Morning. My man, Ludacris.
As if you didn't have enough checks going around, you had to go get another one, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hey,
congratulations, man. I'm definitely proud of you, my brother. Now you can finally pay me back that $20,000 you owe me after you get your check.
Wait, hold up. I thought you said that was cool. We were cool on that. I still got to pay that back?
When did I say that? I don't remember saying that. You see how people just come up with their own stuff, Debbie Dad? What the hell's going on? What's this about?
Man, I've been to your house. We done hung out, you know, play pool. I mean, we can still do that and I can still owe you?
Oh, so you coming to the crib and playing pool and stuff, that pretty much just erases your debt. That's what you think?
That's what I thought. That's why I came to the crib.
Strong-armed this morning.
Damn, Luda.
That's it. Now I'm going to have to charge you for calling in this morning. Now I'm going to add that to it. Talent fee. What the hell?
Come on, man.
I'm messing with you, man. What's going on?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I thought every time I went to the bar and ordered conjure, you know, I thought that would just kind of take down the debt.
Yeah, I'm going to let you slide with that one.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, I went and saw Fast Five, you know.
Great movie, by the way.
I feel like all this money going in your pocket.
You're right. Let me take this into consideration.
Okay.
And you got Battle of the Sexes, right? I saw that in your bag.
You saw that battle
Sorry, Luda. Sway good. I got to roll with Sway on this one.
Thank you, Debbie. Okay. Damn. All right. Man, how you doing, Luda?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, I can't complain. Yeah, man. Always working, my brother.
I know you've been in the studio a lot because I called yesterday and they said you were in the booth. What are you working on? Is it a mixtape or is it an album?
Man, a little bit of both, but you know, I'm gonna put a mixtape out before we get it all the way right. Mm-hmm. I'm actually doing a mixtape, and we're gonna call this thing 1.21 gigawatts on y'all ass. So you get ready for it.
What does that mean exactly?
A gigawatt, man. You know that's equal to a billion watts. So we basically taking it out of control, man. This whole thing is something you're gonna pump. Louder than anything you've ever heard in your life. Basically, it's definitely for the streets. I'm gonna put it out there like that.
You haven't done a mixtape in a while. Why you decide to do that now?
Man, just to you know, it's been a decade, man. We celebrating a lot of platinum hits, and it's just something I feel like I want to do for my fans, man.
Okay, that's
just giving back. You know what I mean? It's appreciation.
Now you know, Luda, you've been kind of putting your feet in the pop game a lot. You're on David Guetta's new album. You gonna be the new Flo Rida? You trying to take his spot?
The new Flo Rida.
Nah, man. You know, I just love pushing the envelope when it comes to music. So shout out to David Guetta, man. You know, he's doing it real big, like all around the world, like internationally. I was just out in Ibiza, Spain with him like last week, man. And you know, that's the place where they party until 8-9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they
We got a chance to go eat at his crib and everything, man. So it was just, you know, it was an opportunity that I didn't want to pass up, and I love working with him.
They do a lot of drugs out there too.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's why they party until 8 or 9 o'clock.
day by day, they definitely do that. And what big movies do you have coming out, man? Because I have to give Luda. First of all, a lot of artists and specifically rappers have tried to make the transition from rapper to actor.
Right.
But I have to say, man, I think you're probably in the top two that have done it best. And I want to congratulate you. Because I could watch you on the big screen and forget about throw them bowls. You know what I mean? I don't think about your music, man. So what do you have coming up? You got the New Year's Eve movie, right?
Yeah, the New Year's Eve movie, you know, after the Fast Five joint, we got something New Year's Eve. You got Halle Berry, you got Ashton Kutcher, you got Hilary Swank. It's one of them movies that comes out in December. another international joint. So, you know, like I said, just continuing to get the feet wet, man.
Yes,
got to perfect the craft, but loving it. But music will always be number one for me, so I'm definitely still in grind mode.
So you got the Soul headphones. That's not number one. Conjure's not number one. The movies are not number one. Music is number one, right?
Music is number one. Yep, the soul headphones are coming out soon too, so you can check for those. We making sure we tweak every little part of it to make sure you get the best sound possible out of some headphones.
This man is stunting on me right now. You tripping over 20 G's, man, and you got all this going on.
Look, let me hold something. Come on now. God,
hey man, it's principles in this game, as they say, right?
Principles. Okay. Real quick.
Principalities.
Okay, now I know on a set of a movie, a lot of times you get to see actors in an intimate way that we don't never get to see them because you behind the scenes, and mentioning that you work with Halle Berry, all I could envision is her maybe going into a wardrobe change and becoming naked. Did you ever get that moment to see her naked?
Man, I did, man, and it's crazy because it's one of those movies where it's like a bunch of intertwined stories going on. So I'm in the movie with her, but I didn't get to do any scenes with her, which sucks. So you know what I mean, but yeah, I'm one step closer to getting that Billy Bob role. You know what I'm
saying? Make me feel good.
All right, man. Yo, well, Luda, when you come to NYC, man, make sure you stop by the show. We're here Monday through Friday every morning. Okay.
And you should bring us presents.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yep. Absolutely, man. Ludacris, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Ludacris.
Luda.
Hey, take about five G's off my debt for this interview.
I got you.
All right, man. Ludacris, ladies and gentlemen. Sway in the Morning, Shade 4 or 5. In a second, we're going to talk about Twitter suicide. It's a lot of artists committing suicide on their Twitter accounts. Call us 888-SHAVE45. Let's go.